Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are in the year 2021. The last time we were here, we were at the end of December 2020. And we definitely have to give God thanks and praise for bringing us over safely. Because in spite of the fact that we're just 3 days into January, there have been a lot of deaths already. And yet God has kept us. And indeed, we are glad and we are happy and we are thankful and we are grateful and we are every other word that describes thanksgiving unto the Lord. We are that this morning. We are just giving God thanks because we know one of those numbers could have been us, but God. Amen. I am wishing for everyone a blessed year and a God-centered year. That's where we want to stay this year. As 3 John 1 verse 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. That's my wish for you guys this year, that you will prosper and be in good health. But I wish above all things that your soul will prosper as well. All right? So, you know, we really don't know what this year will bring with it. As, you know, last year, we certainly did not expect what came, but it's there and it happened. And we're still dealing with some of the effects of last year. But you know what? I want to use this opportunity to encourage everybody to just stay at Jesus's feet. Let us make an effort to not lose track of who we are in Christ. You know, I was sharing with my family this past week, you know, two similar dreams I had. In the first dream, the clouds literally fell from the sky and they just fell all around me. And I remember being so afraid in this dream. It was as if it was the coming of Christ when the clouds fell. And then in the second dream, there was this opening in the sky. It wasn't a large opening, but it was visible. And it was as if no one could see it. Even though I was trying to beckon to persons and say, don't you see the sky is opening up? Everybody was just busy carrying on as usual. No, I don't know what these dreams mean, but I know that God is speaking in this season. And if you are a Christian, I want to encourage you to try to hold on to God with everything that is within you. And if you don't know this man Jesus or Yeshua or the Messiah as he is otherwise called, he is just a prayer away. And remember, you can always hit me up at stacynmwilson@gmail.com. If I can't help you, I will pass you on to someone who I know can. All right? So, you know, this time of year, we usually have the new year, new me post on social media. And if you're on social media, you know what I'm talking about. We're getting rid of all the old stuff and we're in with the new, out with the old. And you know, this is the time of year we usually spend evaluating the year that was, and we start planning for the year that is, what we'd want to achieve during this year. And you know, we look at our past failures and successes and we plan accordingly. But this morning, I want to encourage us all that while we're planning for the physical stuff, which is really good, let us also plan for the spiritual things. Let us take a selfie. And that's my word for just looking into yourself. So let us take a selfie. Let us examine the relationship that we have with God. Where are we with Him? How is our prayer life? How is our spend time in the Word life? How is our, let me actually apply this to my life. How did I rep God last year? How did I rep Christ last year? You know, do others see Christ through me? How is my light shining? Let us think on these things and plan accordingly. Let our words for this year be consistency and intentional. So let us be purposefully repetitive, if that makes sense. But we're going to be consistent in what we do, and we're going to be intentional. And intentional just simply means that we're going to be purposeful in anything that we do. Proverbs 16 verse 9 says, A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directed his steps. The NIV version says, In their heart, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. It is the Lord that will establish every plan that we make this year. So just as cheap, as we would say in Jamaica, we put him in his rightful place, which is at the head of us, at the head of our plans, at the head of our desires, that he may lead us and guide us according to his will. God bless you, everyone. Continue to have a good day and a good year.